All right, as we're into a new year, we can take a look back at the past year and maybe smile at some of the funny, more funny or stupid things that you did in 2023. So, Rachel, this user on Twitter posted this up, and it went pretty viral. And some of the stories are pretty funny. For example, one person said, bought a jade plant clipping from Georgia O'Keeffe's house. Carried it through three airports, including getting it tested as a bomb by TSA, only to leave it on top of my car and drive away.
Oh, my gosh. All the effort.
I know. Another, walking around the city, lost. I turned on Google Maps. Started walking while looking at it and walked straight into a stop sign. How many of us have done that, though?
Oh, yeah.
I know that I have been kind of looking down at my phone before and checking things and hit like the side of walls, hit a pole that's right in front of me, or like walked into traffic, you know, that sort of stuff. I mean, that's not necessarily an uncommon thing, right? another person, more funnier and stupid things that you did in 2023, had some serious and unusual chest pressure for over 12 hours. So since there's a history of cardiac issues in the family, went to urgent care, did an EKG and 6 hours of tests and waiting, only to find out wasn't a heart problem, but the first time I had indigestion.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's a lot to go through to find that out. But you know what? That is a lot of people's fear, but then that might prevent them from going to the hospital. And then what if it's an actual problem?
Yeah, you know.
You don't want to not go for fear of being embarrassed like that.
This is.
You know?
I mean, this is true. Yes. Yes, this is true. Like,
I mean, if the pain's in your chest, you don't mess around with that. However, now, hopefully we're going to learn the difference between indigestion and a heart attack.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, that's like a, whoo! All right. Well,
yes.
I guess I just need to lay off on the spicy foods.
Sure. Or I was just a little gassy.
Right, right. Another one. Drove to another state to pick up a painting for someone, which they had not realized was 54 inches by 75 inches. It's a big big painting.
Yeah.
I drove in a 69-inch wide Honda. So, man, how many of you have gone to some, like, gone to pick up something and you're like, yeah, this car ain't going to work. And then, you have to have that moment where you're going, okay, do I put it on the roof and I stick my hand out to try and like hold it?
I'm just going to make it work.
I'm still going to try to make this thing work. I'm going to drive real slow, have my hazards on, and I'm just going to stick my arm out of my window and try to keep this.
Like, I've come this far. Yeah. I'm not going to just walk away and say, I guess it's not going to work out.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. And then finally, Michael said, rented e-bikes from our hotel. I was going way too fast. We pass a cat colony.
A cat colony?
Yeah, I guess a herd of cats just in the road.
Okay.
I pointed and yelled, cats! Wanted to say hello, but hit the wrong brake and my bike flipped, but somehow landed on my feet instead of breaking my head. So, did a full Olympic maneuver there when he saw a cat colony and had to to yell cats to the
cat. Sounds lucky, because we all learned that those can be dangerous from Simon Cowell. Gosh.
Yeah, for sure.
Who got injured pretty badly on one.
Yeah, fun stuff there. Funniest, stupidest thing you ever did in 2023. If you've got one to add, you always can. 502-795-1997.